Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos daf Daled. Begin on the bottom of Amud Aleph, which is actually where the Tosis for Amud Beis begin. But Divrei Maskil Tis begins with the words of the Gemara, Aval Amal Mayud, but if it's above 10 Tfachim, then Divrei HaKol Potter, then everyone's going to agree that you're going to be exempt. So Tosis comes to qualify regarding the law of passing something from one quarter to another quarter through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when it's below 10 Tfachim. That is, the Gemara brought a doubt of Rabbah. Is the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva Chacham regarding this halacha, when someone is throwing from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid above the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is that talking about specifically if it passes the airspace within 10 Tfachim from the ground? That only the Rabbi Akiva say that, yeah, because Kluta Kamisha Honcha, since it's in the airspace, it's like it was laid down on the ground, then you're going to be chayv. But if it went above 10 Tfachim, everyone's going to agree that you're going to be Potter, because it went through in the airspace of a Makam Potter, because the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim goes only to 10 Tfachim. Or is there Machlekes even if it went above 10 Tfachim, and even though that's not the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, rather it's the airspace of a Makam Potter, still Rabbi Akiva holds you're going to be chayv, because we learn that from the laws of Meshit from passing, just like someone when passes from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is chayiv, even though it's above 10 Tfachim, because that's how it was in the Mishkan, so too would apply to throwing. That was the doubt of the Gemara. Now, Taisa says, Yesh lechich ktsas mikan. What you could prove a little bit from this Gemara is demeshit chayiv nami lamata miyud, that the laws of passing would be liable also within, not just as the Gemara is presuming that the liability of passing, which we're questioning, do you learn on Zerg from that above 10 Tfachim, that also passing within 10 Tfachim from the ground is not only Lamala, but also within is going to be Chayiv. How can you prove this? Because says Taisus, the Imtim Tzalei Mepata, if you would think to say that the laws of Meisher is going to be actually Pasha, it's going to be Pater if it's within 10 Tfachim. And I can even tell you why that would be like that, says Taisus. Lefish Shalei Metzin Mishkan, Meishet Lamata Miyud. We don't find, again, we always have to find the precedent for the Malach and the Mishkan. We don't find the Mishkan that there was ever passing within 10 Tfachim of the ground. Shagol Eso Yigvay Miyud, because the wagons that they were carrying from one wagon to another wagon through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the wagons were 10 Tfachim high, and therefore I could actually tell you that, yeah, actually Meishet is only going to be Chayiv if it's above 10 Tfachim, not with them. Now that says Taisus, no. Because Im Kain, if that would be the case, then why do we say that if their machlekes is regarding passing it within 10 Tfachim, and we're saying that then their machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabban would be regarding this halach of Kluta Kamisha Huncha, but then, says Rabba, on that option of that side of the question, then we said if you're throwing it above 10 Tfachim, everyone's going to agree you're going to be Potter, and that says to the contrary. Let Rabbi say, but if it's above 10 Tfachim, not Divrei HaKol Potter, he should have said Divrei HaKol Chayiv. That everyone's going to hold that you're going to be liable. Why? Because the Alfin and Zarek Mimashin. Because you could say that everyone agrees you learn out the laws of throwing from passing. And that is only when it's within 10 Tfachim. That's where you're going to say that you're not liable because of passing. That's where you have this machlik, it's Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, to say, okay, so do you say, so there's no liability because of learning information. Question is, would you be liable for Kluta Kamishuncha or not? Havel Ata, but now says Taisus, the Moishet Chayiv Lamat Meyud, and this is what Taisus is proving. But now that I'm trying to tell you and I'm showing you that yes, because the halacha is that everyone's going to hold that when you're passing beneath within 10 Tfachim, you're going to be Chayiv. That's why Azlay Matzi Lameimer. No, that's why Rabbi couldn't say Lamal Meyud Divrei HaKol Chayiv, that everyone would hold that when it's above 10 Tfachim, everyone's going to hold that you're going to be Chayiv. And therefore, he doesn't say that. He says, as the Divrei Maskil Tais is, but above 10 Tfachim on this side of the Gemara, holds everyone's going to hold his Pater, because Dim Kain, if that would be the case, then Lamata Meyud, my time of Pater Zayrik. If everyone agrees that when it's above 10 Tfachim, you're going to be Chayiv, because you're learning out Zarek from Meishet, so then why within 10 Tfachim would we say that the Rabban would hold that you're going to be Pater? Because although they don't agree to the principle of Kluta Kamisha Huncha, but still you should be Chayiv because you learn out from Meishet. Obviously, says Taisus, because no, when it's within 10 Tfachim, you're going to be Chayiv, and therefore we see that you can't say Lekuli Alma, everyone's going to hold that you're going to be Chayiv, Lamala Meyud. But says Taisus, however, Inoy Chacha, it's not such a proof. Because it is possible to say that actually when someone passes from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim within 10 Tfachim, he is going to be Pater. And still you cannot say, which was the whole proof of Taisus, that when it's Lamala Miyud, everyone's going to agree that you can be Chayiv. Why? Because the Lay Motzi Lameima, you cannot say for a different reason. Kilukule alma yafin and zarek m'moshe, that you learn out the laws of throwing from passing, which would be the whole premise of saying, according to everyone, lamal miyud yubi chayv. Because dim kain, if that would be the case, hadit not lekaman ba'zarek, this we learn in the Mishnah later on. On Parak Azarek Dav Tzadik Vav Maralf, that the law is called Hoyishtein B'dyuta Achas. If let's say these two Rishos HaYachids were both on the same side, Hazarik Pater, so then Allah has said, if someone throws from one porch to another, he's going to be Pater. V'mayishet Chayev, but if he passes it, he's going to be Chayev. Says Taisis Amma, so we see, that loyal fin and Zarek M'mayishet. Obviously, the Tana that Mishnah holds that you don't learn that the laws of throwing from passing. That's why if you pass, you chayv, but if you throw, you're going to be potter. Now, if you say, as you're trying to entertain, that everyone would agree that you, lamalam, you'd be chayv because you learn that zari from Maishid, so then that Mishnah later on, aman teramya, which Tana would that Mishnah be going like? You tell me everyone holds that you learn that zari from Maishid, and that Mishnah says that you're not. So therefore, we cannot say lukuliyam, because obviously there is a Mishnah that says this principle that you do not learn that zari from Maishid. Now, more of a says Taisa B'Teidin, you should know. Taisa comes to clarify and bring a proof that the Hakinami name, because even if you're going to say the Moshet Chayiv Lamata Meyod, that passing is liable with intent Fachim, have a Matzala Meyma, still you could say the Kuli Alma Yafin Azarek Meyoshet. You actually could say that everyone would hold that you would learn out the laws of throwing from passing, and there wouldn't be a difficulty then, if that's the case. So wait a second, why did the Chacham say, and this was the whole premise of Taisa's proof, which Taisa is undoing now, says, why would the Chacham say that you can be pater when you throw with a ten tefachim? Why didn't you learn that from the laws of passing? Says Taisa, because you technically could say as follows, that specifically, ubidyuta achas, meaning when do we learn out throwing from passing to say, oh, that you should be liable? Is specifically b'dyuta achas when it's on the same side of the street. It's not like one porch is the opposite side, it's on the same side. And that's significant because that's how it was in the Mishkan. Bein lamata miyud, bein lamala miyud, you're right. Then, actually in that case, which is what that Mishnah later on is talking about, that's the other case that the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah talks about both of these cases, that when it's beneath ten tefachim and above ten tefachim, actually divya kol chayiv. Yeah, everyone would hold that you would be chayiv. Could you learn that from Maishid? No, so wait a second, but the Rabbanan say that no, within ten tefachim you're not chayiv, because the pligi lamata miyud bezuka neged zu. You know when their machlekes is, which our Gemara is quoting, that's beneath ten tefachim? That's when it's on the opposite side of the street. That case, even when you're passing your pater, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn out Zerg from Maishin. And that's why we have the Machlekes. The Maris of Rebbe Kiva holds, I mean, include the commission on Chadamia. So you don't have a principle anymore of Yafin Zerikim and Maishin, because Maishin itself is Pater. So then you can have the Machlekes. Rebbe Kiva says, so based on the principle of when it's in the airspace, it's like it's put down, so then you're going to be Chayed. Maris of Lemin, the Rebbe held that you don't say that. And therefore, it's not a proof, as Teis initially tried to say. Ella, rather, but the Lematz Lemeima, you cannot say, but we're back to the idea that we said before. You cannot say, however, that everyone learns out Zerg from Moshed, because we have the Mishnah later on, which we said proves obviously there is a Mando Omar that does not learn out Zerg from Moshed. But again, it wouldn't be a Raya what Teisa wanted to say, because you actually could have, like we said, being Chayev Lamata Miyud, and still say everyone learns out. To say that you could have the opinion of Rabbanan and still say Yafin Zerg Mimayshid and say Yichayiv Lamal Mayud, because again, there's a difference regarding what the case is talking about specifically. If there is even a possibility of Yafin Zerg Mimayshid, we could say Lamata Mayud won't have that case, because we're talking about when it's on the other side of the street, when you, even by Mayshid, you're not going to be Chayiv. Now, however, Taisa points out, Ulamai Shenefarish Besamach. This that we're going to say shortly in Taisa de Maschal Damrinon. That itself anyway says why we don't say this, because according to the opinion that holds that in the ear space is like it's laid down, obviously then you cannot learn out Zerg from Moshed, because since throwing, and we'll explain this in the later tesis, is like it's like it was placed down in a Makom Pater. So then, when you then pick it up from Makom Pater and you take it out to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's not similar to Moshed at all, which never rested at all. And therefore, you cannot say that everyone would hold Yafin Zerik Mimoshed, to the contrary, as we'll see. The one who holds, like a Mekibah, that clued to Kamisha Anchadami, cannot say that Yafin Zerik Mimoshed, and therefore, you cannot say that everyone will hold that you're going to be Chayiv in the case of Zerik Mimoshed of Lamala Mayud. So, Taisis proved to us, or Taisis attempted to prove, that if someone is passing within ten tefachim, that you're going to be chayv. What's the raya? Says, because Rabbi explained the machlekes to keep in the chachamim. When you're passing, when you're throwing from Rishos HaYachad to Rishos HaYachad through Rishos HaRab, that it's beneath 10 tefachim, he says, because you know what, in that, at least in that side of the Gemara, because above 10 tefachim, everyone's going to get, you're going to be pater. But why did he say that? Why couldn't he just say that according to everyone, you're going to be chayv? Oh, you know why? Because, and what would that mean? Because according to everyone, you learn a zayik from Meishit. And it's only within 10 tefachim that you cannot learn a zayik from Meishit. That's where you have the machlekes, if you say, klud de kemushu honcha. So it says Tais, obviously you see from there that no, because if you would learn that Zerg from Meshed, so then you would be Chayiv even if you're passing within 10 Tfachim. And that's the proof that Tais wants to say, that you see that case, you're going to be Chayiv. But Tais rejects the Raya, and he says, first of all, if that would be the case, what do we do with the Mishnah later on, Nazerg, that the Tana exempts the throwing from Chatzah to Chatzah, but says that you're going to be Chayiv from Meshed. Obviously, that Tana holds that you don't learn Zerg from Meshed, which then that wouldn't be like Rabban or Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, we can't say that everyone agrees that Yalfin Nazarek Mimashin. Second of all, because it is possible to say that actually everyone agrees that you do learn Nazarek Mimashin. And still, the Rabban would say that you can be Pater when it's Lamata Mehyud. Why? Because the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan is when you throw from one quarter to another quarter on the other side of the street, there even by Moshe you can be Pater. But in truth, that if you throw from a chatzah to a chatzah on the same side of the street, then even beneath 10 tefachim could be the Rabbana would agree that you're Michayev, and again, therefore, it's not a raya. But ultimately, Taisa said that the Mishnah later on is going to tell us that not everyone holds Zerik Mimoshid, and moreover, as we'll see, that even Rabbi Kiva actually cannot hold Zerik Mimoshid, even though he seems to be the more stringent opinion, but because he holds Kul Tikr Mishoncha, he cannot hold Yafin Zerik Mimoshid. Again, that's why he didn't say that Lekulama Lamailam and Yud, you're going to be Chayiv. Rather, he said Lekulama above 10 on that option of the Gemara that you can be Pater. Continue next, Taisa Ramasa, this begins the words of the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva holds Yafin Zerik Mimoshid, that you learn out the laws of throwing from the laws of passing. Which Taisa comes to explain, do you have to say that this was like this in the Mishkan? This case of throwing from Shus HaYachad to Shus HaYachad through Shus HaRab. And that is, the Gemara was brought, that if you say that the Machlekes was, even when you throw it above 10 Tfachim, so then you have to say the reason the Rebbe Kiva is, because we learn out throwing from passing. And just like when you pass from one Shus HaYachad to another Shus HaYachad through Shus HaRab, you're going to be Chayib. So then the same thing is also that that's above 10 Tfachim, meaning that halacha of passing, so too by throwing, Lamala Midyod, you're going to be Chayib. Now, that Taisa asks, if you're going to say, Taisa asks to take a second look. He says, but Val Karchach, then you have to say, Zerg Mishas HaYachad Rishas HaYachad, Derech Rishas HaRam, in this case that we're discussing, when you're throwing it from one Rishas HaYachad to another one through Rishas HaRam, that obviously, Lo Ha Yibbe Mishkan, that obviously that exact case was not actually historically in the Mishkan. Dim Ha Yibbe Mishkan was in the Mishkan, Matzorach Lameilef Mei Maisha. Then why do you have to learn it out from passing? It itself was in the Mishkan, so therefore, of course, it's going to be us. Now, moreover, then, if it was in the Mishkan, then my time in Amid Rabban the Patr, then what would be the reason the Rabban who say you're going to be Patr? Obviously, it was not in the Mishkan. Now, if so, v'kivin de lo ha'yib Mishkan, so if, for those two reasons, as we just pointed out, so if this exact case was not in the Mishkan, so then the question's the other way. Amay machayv Rebbe Kiva? And why is Rebbe Kiva hold that you're going to be liable? And you cannot say that you learn it out from Meishit, because since the betoylada dohitza, since this is a derivative, it's a secondary of the malacha, that malacha beitza, she malacha grua, which the malacha of haitza is a deficient malacha. In lanu lachayiv eladav koisin shayiv b'mishkan. Therefore, we should only make a liability for something, even though it's similar, only if it was exactly this case in the Mishkan. Can the preacher lel? This is what we explain in the Taisis Dav Beis Amud Aleph, that we explained it to Malacha Geruah, and therefore you only include in Haitza things which are explicitly in the Mishkan. And since this wasn't, as we just proved for 2 points, so then why actually does Rebbe Kiva hold Yigim Michayv? The Yeshlema Taisis, what you could say is because actually Rebbe Kiva Saba, he holds Dezerik Dami Tfeila Maishet, throwing is more similar to passing Mimai Dedomu Shar Teiladis Laitza from then what it's compared to the other Teiladis of Haitza. And that is because ultimately throwing and passing is doing the same action from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad through Rishus HaRam. Who cares if you're doing it through throwing or passing? So therefore, yes, although as we pointed out in Taisad HaBeis, that other Teiladis of Eitza has to be that you're going to be Chayiv only if it exactly was in the Mishkan, the throwing, learning out from passing, is different because it's very similar. And therefore, that's why you're going to be Chayiv even though it actually wasn't in the Mishkan. Continue next Taisad HaMasa, this begins with the words of the Gemara, but beneath 10 Tefachim, Divra Kol Chayiv, everyone's going to hold you're going to be Chayiv. says the Amar Klutu Kamishoncha, because on this side of the Gemara, that everyone would agree to the principle, because when it's in the ear space, within 10 Fachim, which is in its ear space, it's like it was placed down. So Tosfos comes to explain that we don't say this principle, Klutu Kamishoncha, when it's the object is in the person's hand. That is, the Gemara said that according to that sad that there's machlekes or became a chabim is when it's you throw it above 10 tefachim, and the reason for the machlekes is you learn the zayik from Meishud. So therefore, there says the Gemara, which is our divrei maschal Taisus, when you throw it beneath 10 tefachim, oh, then everyone's going to hold you mechayev because we say kludikim mishontcha. Now, Taisus is bothered by a question: how do you apply this halach of kludikim mishontcha? In our Mishnah, we said that if the balabayis puts the object in the hand of the ani and the ani takes it, it's going to be pater. But what's bothering Tais is, if everyone agrees you say klutik mishahuncha, then when the object is in the hand of the ani, it's like it's placed down, because in the ear space of the area. And now when he takes it out, it's like he's doing the kira, and subsequently hanocha. So why is he pater? So Tais explains, because keshachiv it's biyodah shel ani, when the object is in the hand of the ani, oy shabala bayis, lo yishayich kluta. You can't say that it's as if it's captured and as if it's placed down, because it's in the hand. And the hand actually goes based on the body that the hand is stretched out from, and therefore you don't say klutik mishontcha. And the proof of this is, says Tais, is because the hakesha noisin balabai is one of the other cases of the Mishnah, which we say when the balabai plays the object l'tech yadai v'haitzi, he puts it into the hand of the ani and he takes it out, loy mechayiv. As we explained before, the ani is not going to be chayiv. And it's only because when it's in the ear space, then we say klutik mishontcha, but if it's in the hand, we don't say it's if it's on the ground, and therefore we don't consider him as if he did an akira. Now Tais comes to explain that even if there is a braisa that requires a hanocha on a makom dalid, however, it's still better to explain that a halacha of our Mishnah is going to coin to everyone. Which Tais is bothered by a question. He says, Tamilari. Ri is bothered. He wonders, in Braisa, Hibishu Makom, if there is a Braisa anywhere, the Be'in Hanocha Gabi Makom Dalad, that you need to have placing down when you're doing the Hanocha on a place that's 4x4 Tfachim, Ukudimash Mikitas Besamech. Actually, the Gemara shortly makes it sound like that. Because the Amr Bezer, he says, when he's saying his explanation, he says, Hamani, so who's the Tana? Achemhi, it's the others who they do not require Hanocha Makom Al Dalad, and that's who our Mishnah is going like. Because our Mishnah, as the Gemara initially assumes, that a Yad is not Mokum Dal Adal, and yet you see we're doing Akira Nacha from Yadayim. Oh, it's going like the Chayim. Now, Mashmah says to you, sounds like the Plig Rabban Aleh. Those are the others. But it sounds like that Rabban disagree, and they hold that you do require Nacham a Mokum Dal. Now, if that's the case, so then we see that there are Tanoim who hold that you need to have a Nacham Mokum Dal. Sim Kain, if that's the case, Heichu Kama Hacha, how at this point of the Gemara are we saying that if it's within 10 tefachim, divya kol chayiv, everyone's going to hold you can be chayiv, even though it's not placed on the makom dal, because we say klutik mishontcha damye. But if everyone holds you can be chayiv, imkinahi braisa, that braisa, which, as we're inferring, holds that you do need to have anacha makom dal, samani, who's that going like? Not like Rabban and not like Rebekiva, because you can't record to both of them, even more than just not in on makom dal, even if it's in ear space, it's like it's placed down. So who would the other braisa be like? Says Taisus, yes, Venir Delekasha Midi, but still seems like that wouldn't be a difficulty. Sheyama, that Rabbah should go ahead and explain that Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon, these two opinions, are Kamasnitin, are like the Halacha of our Mishnah, that they both would agree that you don't have to put it on the place of Mokum Dalad. So therefore, even if it's going from hand to hand or like an airspace, they're all going to agree that's going to be okay. V'loik, he braisa, yeah, and it will not be like the Tana of that braisa that says you do need to have a nacha makom dalad, and that's the better approach to do. Because the nichal elaham masnin kekulam, because Rabbi would rather explain the halach of a Mishnah going like both opinions of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, and then and have the braisa not like either one of them, than to have the Mishnah like one opinion and the braisa like the other opinion. So Tais is proof from the Mishnah that even if we say that when the object is in the airspace, we say klutik kemishahuncha, at this point of the Gemara, according to everyone, but that's only in the airspace. But when it's in the hand of a person, then we don't say that. And we know this from the fact of the case that the ani is exempt when the balabais puts it into his hand and he takes it out, where we don't say it's like an akira. Moreover, Tesis writes that even if there's a braisa explicitly somewhere that holds you do need to have a hanocha makom dalad, still it's not difficult at this point of the Gemara that wants to explain that Allah halacha of a Mishnah is like everybody, and not to make that the braisa is like one and the Mishnah is like another one. And yeah, the braisa is not like either one of those tonight. We continue with the next Tesis de Maschel. This begins with the words of the Gemara, Damrin, because we say, Klutu kemisha hunchadami, that if it's absorbed in the airspace, it's like as if it was placed on the ground. Which Tesis comes to explain the Gemara's question, that where was it obvious in the words of Rabbah that he was in doubt regarding the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, do we say klitika mushahuncha? That is because the Gemara said that the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva that holds you're going to be liable when you throw from Rosh HaSayachad to Rosh HaSayachad through Rosh HaSarabim is because we say klitika mushahuncha. and therefore it's like as if it was placed down, and therefore you're going to be chayiv, even though it never really got placed, it just passed through the airspace. Now, Taisa brings the bakash l'ri. The ri is bothered. The mai parach, why does the Gemara ask on this statement of Rabbah that he explains the halacha, the Mishnah, that says that if the only puts into the hand of the balabai, it's going to be chayiv, even though you're not putting on the mokum dalid, because the time of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva who holds, yeah, you don't have to put in the mokum dalid. Even if it's just in the airspace, kluta, it's kemisha huncha, it's qualified as halacha. And the Gemara asks, oh, the memory, the pshit le rabbi, is that to say that the rabbi was so obvious that the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva is because of kluta kemisha huncha? And that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Rabbi had to add a question. He wasn't really sure about the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva. Is it because of kluta kemisha huncha, or is it because you learn that zerik from maishit? That's the Gemara's question. And that is Tosis on the Gemara's question. How does the Gemara know that it was so obvious to Rabbah's explanation over here that he explained that the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva is because Klutik Mishnah Huncha, and therefore he wanted to explain that he's the Tana of Mishnah? If it's because he says, Hamani, who's the Tana of Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva he. And therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that you can be chayiv is because it's going like Rabbi Kiva. Oh, and obviously he says in Rabbi Kiva's opinion that's because of Klutik Mishnah Huncha. Says the Ri, that's not a proof, because you could say Hainim Mishum, that's only because Rabbi Kiva islay Maman of Shach. It's only because we know for sure Rabbi Kiva would hold Klutik Mishnah Huncha Dami, that if it's in the airspace, it's like it's placed down. In other words, even if you say the reason why Rabbi Kiva in his disagreement Rabbanan hold you chayiv when you're throwing it is because you learn out Zarek from Meishad, but still, by default, obviously, that what's in the airspace is like it was placed down, because he holds in all situations you can be chayiv. Avaliba de Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, says Taisus, could be Mesafkele, could be Rabbah was in doubt. Is there reason because you don't learn that Zarek from Meishad, or is because you don't say Klutik Mishnah Huncha? But therefore, there's no proof that from the fact that he was saying the Tan Mishnah like a Bekiva, that he holds, let's say, in Rabbanon, that we don't say Klutik Mishnah Huncha. That's why he couldn't say Hamani Rabbani. He couldn't say that who is this is the Rabbanan, that Rabbanan agreed Klutik Mishnah Huncha, because he was in doubt. But therefore, how do you know that he was definitive about it? All he was definitive was that for sure Rabbi Kiva holds. But maybe he wasn't clear about in this machlokes if it's based on the principle of Klutik Mishnah Huncha. Maybe he would say that maybe Rabbanan would hold like that, and just like his question was. Now, says Taisus, now, if we're going to say that had the Kamala El, this, that the Gemara previously quoted these words, that Rabbi Kiva Sabah he holds, Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami, that he holds, yeah, because what's in the airspace like it's placed. Rabban Vachul and Rabban, however, they don't hold of this, meaning, and Hakol Medivir Rabbi, and those words of the Gemara are actually Rabbah's words, have Asishap, actually, then it would be okay, because we hear Rab explicitly saying that it's only Rabbi Kiva holds this and not Rabbanan. Ah, however, says the Ri, ain't nirishi hema divir Rabbah. It doesn't seem like it's the words of Rabbah. Rather, from the wording of the Gemara, it sounds like it's the Gemara explaining and not Rabbah. So we're back to the question, what's the Gemara's question on Rabbah? How do they know he knows it's obviously their machlekes? Maybe it's just on the Maman of Shach, but maybe he really was in doubt and it's the same thing like we have from his question. Vaimari says, because the Hachi Perusha. This is the understanding of the Gemara's question. A little different than how we had explained it initially. The question on Rabbah is, that how is it so obvious to Rabbah that Rabbi Kiva holds? Yes, how do we even know Rabbi Kiva holds Klutik Mishnah Huncha? Well, that is an obvious fact of when he's saying Homani Rabbi Kiva he. That, but Vahami Baya Baya La Rabbah, but actually Rabbah had a question. He wasn't sure about what is the dispute between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Now, as the Ri explains, Vekivin Dekalis Vukib Pluktayu. Now, since you could be in doubt regarding the Machlekis, which is Rabbah's question, is it regarding Kluta or is it regarding do you learn Azari from Meshit? So then Ikal Namalis Vukib, then actually you could be in doubt that actually Dimala Kuliyama, maybe according to everyone, which we didn't entertain this before, but that's what Tayyip is explaining, that is the Gemara's question, maybe according to everyone, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Loya. Actually, maybe we don't say when it's in the airspace is it was like put down, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Now, although it's not, you don't have to say this, but it's not obvious, it's not definitive, you don't have to say. In other words, you could say that maybe everyone agrees that you don't say Klita Kamusha Huncha. And actually, when the two porches, the two Rishas HaYachids, are on opposite sides of the street, where there you cannot learn Azarik from Meishit, where even by Meishit you can be Potter. Yeah, Lekuliyama, maybe according to everyone, even when you're throwing it, you're going to be Potter, you're going to be exempt, because everyone agrees, Kluta is love Kimisha Honchem. And Ki Paligi, actually, when do we have this Machlekes of Kibbutz Nechacham as we continue to Tamad Beis, is Bidyu to Achas, is when the same side of the street, when you have one porch in front of the other porch, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva holds, Yafina Zarek mi Meishit, you learn not throwing from passing. And if you're going to be Chayiv. Rabban Sabri lo yafina, we don't learn it out. But based on this interpretation, you don't have to say, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you'll even say klutik mishoncha. So therefore, that was the Gemara's question. How could Rabbi say, with simplicity, that Rabbi Kiva holds klutik mishoncha, but according to that option that Rabbi's having, that their machlekes was regarding the Yulun Azari formation, actually you don't have to say that Rabbi Kiva holds klutik mishoncha. But from the fact that Rabbi had not explained this, it's not a proof that he didn't have such a question, because you could say that maybe Rabbi held that maybe everyone would agree that you don't say klutik mishoncha. Elder Rabbi lechash lafarish kol habayis, but he didn't go through all the different questions that relate to it, and therefore he didn't say that. But therefore, in this question, really maybe there was such an option that you don't say klutik mishoncha. And that's the Gemara's question from Rabbi here. It sounds like that it was obvious that Rabbi Kiva does hold you say it, but in this question you see that he, as we're explaining, elaborating, that could be he held that you wouldn't say it. That's the Gemara's question on Rabbi. Now, actually, even more than this, Vaidamiri, the Ri says that actually the Hodu Kamashas, this is the Gemara is saying in the question, when it's saying, meaning, if we're saying that, okay, maybe their machlekes is Lama Lamayud. So that's where we're going to do, you learn a Zerik formation. And based on that, so the Gemara is saying, but if it's beneath Ten Tvachim, oh, Divya Kol Chayiv, everyone would agree that you're going to be Chayiv over there. Why? Because I mean, the Klu Tikamish Oncha, then you say, because what's in the airspace is like it's placed down, says the Ri, Hainul Rabbanan, that Lukuliyama was actually going only according to the Rabbanan, to all of the Rabbanan. In other words, that the reason why you're going to be Chayiv is because Klu Tikamish Oncha. That's according to Rabbanan. Avul Rabbi Kiva, actually, according to Rabbi Kiva, actually, Kluta Lav Kimish Oncha Damir, actually, in the airspace, would not be like it's placed down. So not only like we're saying in the beginning that the Gemara's question is that it's not for sure, based on what the Ri is saying here, in this part of the Gemara, is actually saying that, no, it actually, for sure, would not be that he holds Kluta Kimish Oncha. El Machai, Mishum the Alfin, the Zarek Mimashon, actually, the only liability you have is because you learn not throwing from passing. That's the Gemara's question on Rabba. Because here he's saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you hold klutik mishoncha. On the other hand, we find that Rabba has a doubt, and it's possible that according to Rabbi Kiva, that learns out, if the machlekes is lamal mayud, you learn the zarek from Meishit, then obviously, actually to the contrary, Rabbi Kiva cannot say klutik mishoncha. And Tesis proves his point that obviously Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't say klutik mishoncha. What's the proof? The isav a kimisha honcha dami, if he would hold that when it's in the airspace, it's like it was put down, lo have a matzi le melev zarek mishoncha, actually he would not then be able to learn out passing, throwing from passing to be chayiv in this side of the Gemara of lamala me'asara, because the holo dami klal, because then throwing is not the same as passing. The kivin the kimisha honcha dami, if you're holding klutis kimisha honcha, that when you're throwing it's like it's placed down, have a zarek lamala me'asara, so then when you're throwing it above 10 tefachim, it's kizarek mishosayach lamakam pater, it's like you're throwing it from mishosayach into, it's like, because it's like it's landing in the makam pater. Because you said klutis, it's in the airspace, it's like it's placed down. And then the Mimakam Patr Shusayach, and then it's going from the Shusay Rabim, which is not really, it's above 10 Tvachim, so it's like a Makam Patr, then to Rishusayach, yeah, then over there it would make sense to be Patr. And therefore, Veloy Damiklal Amashin, you cannot compare it to passing, Shemesh Shusayach, Lishus Rabim, Be'emta, where even though over there we're going to see it's going to be Chayim, but that's because you don't have a clue to Kamisha Uncha, because it wasn't thrown, it's not in the airspace, it's in the person's hands. And like we said, whenever it's in the person's hands, you don't say Klutik Kamisha Uncha. So Alma, obviously, Al Karchach, we have to say, to the contrary, keep in the Sabi Alfin the Zerg Mimashi, because Rabbi Kiva holds that you learn out passing from throwing from passing, that obviously, Sabi, he holds Kluta Lav Kimisha on Chadami, that in the airspace, actually not like it's placed down. Oh, says Taysav, Hashtag Asa Shabbat. Now it makes sense, the part that was the Gemara's question. Lememr is that to say, the Pshit Lebel Chulu, that was so obvious to Rabba, that Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kimisha on Chadami, he's the Tan of our Mishnah. What? But in one of the options of Rabba's doubt, if Rabbi Kiva is going Lamal Miyuri, he holds the Ufin the Zerg Mimashi, to the contrary, then he does not hold Kluta Kimisha on Chadami, and he cannot hold, and therefore, that was the Gemara's question. Now, moreover, says Taysav, based on what we're saying, Vasi Namishab, it also works out now, the Lemotz Lememla El, that we could not have said previously on that sad that we said, the first sad that the machlekes was actually lamati masar. And we said their machlekes was, do we say klutik mishon chadami or not, that av lamal miyud, but we couldn't say that if it's above 10 tefachim, divya kol chayv, that was a previous thesis that he said that, oh, lamal miyud, why did Rabbi say everyone holds that you're going to be pater? But we asked, why couldn't he say that if lamal miyud, everyone's going to hold that you're going to be chayv? And this thesis alluded to in that earlier thesis. Tesis says, based on what we're saying now, this answers the question, because what would we say that everyone would hold you b'chayiv the alfin nizark? Could you learn that throwing from passing? So in other words, you could say, yeah, when it's beneath 10 tefachim, where you cannot learn atzarik from Moshe, so then that's where the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Chacham is. Do you say klutik mishon chadami or not? But lamal meyud, where you can learn atzarik from Moshe, then why didn't Rabbi say that everyone will hold that over there you're going to be chayiv? And that's his taste says, no, you can't say that, because kiv in the savar kemishon chadamim. Since, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're saying that he says that the Rabbi Akiva lematzel lemeilav, aval lamal meyud, we're saying, above 10 tefachim, we want to say divak al chayiv, which would mean the alfin zarek mimayshid. So we're saying no, because the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, holds that you can be chayiv within 10 tefachim. So that, according to this man, the Amar, this tzad in the Gemara, the first tzad, is because he holds klutik mishuntcha. So then loy matzil lemelev, then you cannot learn out throwing from passing, which would be the only reason why you'd be chayiv lamal ma'asara, keeping the savak mishuntcha damir, because he holds when it's in the ear space, it's like it's placed down. So then you cannot compare it zayik from Moshe, and therefore that's why in the first tzad we couldn't say. That's another answer why we couldn't say that everyone would hold lamala mayud, would be chayiv, not like we thought because of Rabbanan. No, because Rabbi Kiva, you wouldn't be able to say it. Because he can't hold that because he holds klutik mishon chadami. Now, so says v'chei mashmak tzas. So too, it sounds like that if Rabbi Kiva would hold klutik mishon chadami, that obviously he would not hold that you could learn atzarik from Meishit because there are v'chizda. We have Rav Chizda Bayi Namim Ba'azarik. He also asks in Perek Azarik later on of Tzadik Zayin Amin Aleph, K'may Rabba D'Hacha. He asks the same type of question as Rabba over here. He wants to know, is the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim regarding this Machlekes of throwing it, is it within 10 Tefachim and the Machlekes regarding Klutik Mishontcha, or is it Lamal Mir Tefachim and the Machlekes Azarik Mimashim? Says Taisviz V'i Hod Dekomasayim. Now if that we end off when we say Klutik Mishontcha Damye, that, oh, okay, but everyone would agree within 10 Tefachim that if it's in the ear space, like it plays down, that would even be going on Rabbi Kiva. I mean, not like Tais is trying to prove, like I said before, that's only going according to Rabbanan. But even going like Rabbi Kiva, that even though he learns out, which is the second side of the Gemara, what this is going on, that you learn out throwing from passing, and that's why he holds Lamal Miyad, you're going to be Chayiv. But still, Lamal Miyad, you're going to be Chayiv because you say Klutik Mishoncha. If that's the case, Tais has the following problem. How could you say according to Rav Chizda? That he would be saying it would be going according to everyone, and you would have no one that doesn't say like that, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that it's like it's placed down. But the problem is, l'kama b'pirkin mashma, later on, daf chesem enough, it sounds like, the davke b'rishus hayachid, specifically in rishus hayachid, loiboy Rav Chizda does not require hanocha al gabi mokam arba. Only rishus hayachid doesn't require when you're placing something down, for the malacha b'itza, on the area of dal tfachim. Because he says that specifically when you have a pole in Rishus HaYachid and you throw from Rishus HaRabim, it lands on it, then you can be chayiv, although that's not anocha and gabi mokam talit, but still it's Rishus HaYachid. But it sounds like, but regarding Rishus HaRabim, he requires it to be anocha mokam talit. Now the problem is, if everyone holds klutik mishuhuncha, so then that means to say, for sure you don't need anocha mokam talit, because even the ear space is considered laying down. How could Rav Chizda say that if he holds according to every opinion, you'd say klutik mishuhuncha? Obviously, that's what Tais is proving, because he holds in Rabbi Kiva, there is a Tana, that you don't say klutik mishuhuncha, and that's who he's going like when he says in Rosh Hashanah that you have to have anocha gabi mokam dal. But in meanwhile, but Tais says, but the Rashba Pirish B'Samach, actually the Rashba actually explained shortly that actually Apisha Sarabim, that even Rosh Hashanah, loy boy Rav Chizda mokam dal, he does not require mokam dal, not on Rosh Hashanah, therefore according to him, obviously he wouldn't be able to prove anything from this opinion of Rav Chizda. So Tais had a question. Why don't we say that this that Rabba said, that the who's the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Kiva? It's not because he knew for sure that Rabbi Kiva holds klutik mishuhuncha. It's only because he knew that according to Rabbi Kiva, Maman of Shach is going to be chayiv, because you learn that zarek from Maishin. But according to Rabbanan, maybe he was in doubt, maybe they would hold klutik mishuhuncha. It's just that you couldn't say that for sure it's going according to Rabbanan, like was his question. Now, however, Taisa says that if what we originally had said in the Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva holds klutik mishuhuncha dami, and the Rabbanan don't, if that's the words of Rabba, so then obviously we knew for sure his opinion regarding, and that's why the Gemara asks, oh, he was in doubt. So the Gemara ultimately says, yeah, after he was in doubt, he had it. But the Taisa says it doesn't sound like it's the words of Rabba. So the Rebbe explains, he says, no, the Gemara's question was as follows. Since Rabba's in doubt, what was the fundamental principle of the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Meaning that there is an option to explain that their whole Machlekes is only do you learn out throwing from passing, and that everyone agrees that you don't say when it's within 10 tefachim klutik mishuhuncha. If that's the case, so when you throw from one chatzah to another chatzah, that's the other side of Rosh Hashanah, which is what we call Medyuta L'Yuta, that in such a case, when you pass its potter, that everyone's going to agree that even when you throw, you're going to be potter. And their machlekes is only when you throw it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid on the same side, and in such a case, you can be chayiv when you pass it. Now, additionally, the rewrites that actually double down on this point says, according to what the Gemara says, that if the machlekes is when you throw it above ten tefachim, that when you throw it beneath ten tefachim, that actually everyone would agree that you're going to be chayiv because of klutik mishahuncha, he says that actually that when we say according to everyone klutik mishahuncha is actually only according to Rabbanan, but actually according to Rabbi Kiva, even though you're going to be chayiv, but it's not going to be because of klutik mishahuncha, it's only going to be because of yelun hazerik from Meishan. And he says you have to say like this, that Rabbi Kiva holds you don't see klutik mishahuncha, and again that explains what the Ri is saying, what the Gemara's question was actually not on the Rabbanan, was actually on Rabbi Kiva. How do you know for sure that even he holds? And then the Ri says, not only how do you know, but according to that side of the Gemara, is actually that he couldn't hold. And the proof of this is because if he holds klutik mishahuncha, then you actually cannot learn out throwing from passing to be liable when you throw above ten tefachim, because then there's a big difference between them. Throwing is like in the airspace above ten tefachim, like a makom patur. So it's like it plays down. So therefore you shouldn't be chayiv. Whereas passing, yeah, that's why you can be chayiv. So how could you learn one from the other? For the fact that he does learn out zerik from Moshe, obviously because he does not hold the principle of klutik mishahuncha. Additionally, Tosafot brought a machlekes, according to Rav Chisda, the Gemara brings later on, did he say his halacha specifically in Rishus HaYachid, that only there you don't need to have Hanacha Makam Dalad, or even in Rishus HaRabim, Tosafot holds that it's only in Rishus HaYachid, and therefore based on that, they proved it obviously, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you don't say Klutik Mishahuncha, and that's why you could differentiate between Rishus HaYachid, but Rishus HaRabim, you do need to have Hanacha, because, yeah, he's going like Rabbi Kiva that holds you don't say Klutik Mishahuncha. But actually, the Rashba holds, Rav Chisda holds that even Rishus HaRabim, you don't need a Hanacha Makom Dalad, then we wouldn't be able to prove the principle that Taisis is trying to say over here in this Taisis. Continuing next Taisis, the Rimaskal, Taisis begins with the words of the Gemara, B'dilma Hanacha Hu Dalei Baya. Maybe only placing you don't have to have Hakira Baya, but maybe you do need to have a Nakira from a Makom Al Dalad. Taisis comes to explain what would be the reason, the Svara, to be Machalik, to differentiate between Hanacha and Nakira. And that is the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi say the Tanav HaMishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, who he holds that Klutus Kemishahun Chadamye, and therefore that's the Tanav HaMishnah, you don't need to have Hanacha Malkam Dalad. But still, from Rabbi Kiva, we only see that he holds that the placing doesn't need a Malkam Dalad. How could you learn that also regarding the other case, other element of our Mishnah, that Akir does not need Malkam Dalad? In our Mishnah, we have the case of the only taking from the hand of the Baal HaBayis and being Chayev, but the hand of the Baal HaBayis is not Malkam Dalad. So, Pirush Rashi actually explains that the Dayik, the inference of the Gemara that only by Hanacha you would not need a Makom Dalad is Medelei Mechayev, and the fact that Rabbi Kiva does not hold you're liable in his case when you're throwing from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, Beis Tuchatoyes Achas Mishum Aitzah, one for taking out, Achas Mishum Aknasa, one for bringing in, and he only says Yechayev one, obviously, because, yeah, regarding Hanacha, it's considered. But regarding Akira, you're not going to be liable like when you took him from Rishus HaRabim going to the next Rishus HaYachid. That's why the Gemara is asking, yeah, you only see that he doesn't require Anacha, but maybe Akira he would require. But the Kasha says, Taisa, that interpretation is difficult. Because Dilma HaDilei Mechayiv Beis, maybe this that he holds not Chayiv for two, is simply Mishum Dilei Mechayiv HaTalad B'makam Av, because you cannot be liable for a derivative, which is the Hachnasa, in the place when you're already being chayiv because of the haitzah. But maybe he does hold that you don't need akira or hanach. Void, moreover, the besamach come Rabbi Yehuda, shortly Rabbi Yehuda says, that machayiv hoyu Rabbi, he, when he's trying to explain who's the town of our Mishnah, he brings that Rabbi held it, you can be chayiv beis, two, and therefore he could prove that akira and hanach do not require makam dalad. Now, says Tais Avagav Diktani Stam, Rabbi machayiv, although in that case, it only says Rabbi holds you liable, still he learns that means both the Akira and Anacha, both Haitza and Achnosa, so Achanami. Then here too, the Rabbi Kiva, Menali Dilei Mechayev Shtayim. How does he know that the Gemara, that you're not going to be Chayev two, and therefore, you only see one? What? Because he says Chayev? That doesn't mean it's one, it could be two, just like Rabbi Hudalin's regarding Rabbi. So Benir Lefarish says, Tais is a different interpretation. The part of the Gemara's question is, why are we assuming that, only Hanacha Rabbi Kiva says that you don't need Makam Dalad? Ha'akira Baya, but the lifting up would require a Makam Dalad. So Tais, that's based on the Svara, because the Afinim Mishkan, we learn that from the Mishkan. Shahayu Noit Lemitevas, and that they were taking from their boxes. Shahayu Ben Arba was four Tfachim squared, the Noisniyat Oisim Alacha, and they were giving it to the ones who were doing the work. So therefore, it would make sense that the Akira requires a Makam Dalad, but Tanacha does not require a Makam Dalad, because that was what was in the Mishkan. but not because of inferring, because Rabbi Kiva only says one and doesn't say two, because it could be because of a Teilad B'makam Avo. Could be actually does hold Yechayev two, and he didn't have to say that it's two. Or another approach, says Taiz, Lefi Mashi Parash L'El, what I said in the previous Taizes, did there Shinon Me'al Yetzi Ishmim Kaimai, that the source of this halacha of Eitzah is from the Pasuk that a person should not go out from his place, which also means don't take the object from its place. But also makes sense, the Bakira Mayri, because that pasuk that tells us the makam hanochem, the place of Dalid, of Eitzah, is only talking about where you're taking it from. Al Yetze Ishmim Kaimai, Al Yetzi, don't take it out. That only tells us the Akira, it doesn't tell us the Anocha, and therefore that would be room to differentiate between the Anocha, that you don't require Makam Dalet, but Akira still you don't have a Raya, maybe it would require Makam Dalet, which would still not resolve the Halacha of Mishnah. So, says Bert Rashi that says the necessity of our Gemara's question of differentiating between putting down and picking up is from that we find Rabbi Kiva says, you're Chayiv, but he only says Chay, which would sound like one, and not two, which would only be for the Itzah, and not for the Achnasa. So obviously, because, yeah, it's considered a hanacha, but it's not considered a akira. But Tais rejects this and he says, because, first of all, maybe yes, you're not chayev too, not because it's not considered an akira, it's simply because you cannot be chayev on the tilad of achnasa b'makam de'av, which is hitzah. And moreover, who said that it means only one? Maybe it means two, like we find Rabbi Yehuda later on. So Tais gives a different interpretation. He says, because of logic, we differentiate between the akira and hanacha. Because since we learn out all the malachas on the Mishkan, by the Akira, they took it from the box, which was four tefachim squared. And they put into the hands of the ones who were doing the work, their hands is less than four. So obviously the Anocha does not require Dalet, but the Akira would require Dalet. And additionally, Taisa says that if the source of the Mukam Dalet is from the Pasuk Al Yetzi Ishmim Kaimai, that's Al Yetzi, that's only going to Akira, and therefore we wouldn't say the Anocha does not require, but the Akira would require. Continue the next Taisa, the Maschal Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Elo Amrav Yisuf V'chulu. Shaykh comes to explain that when do we say that a person's thought that he wants it to be something would make it into a makam chashim? That is, the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yisrael said that who's the town of a Mishnah does not require anach and akira on the makam dalet? That's the only Rebbe who he holds that you don't need to have anach and akira from a makam dalet. Now, kashal Rashi, but Taisa brings that the Rashi had the following question: Matzrichin Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf lahamid a Mishnah katanayim. We have both Rabbah, who we brought before, was trying to explain the town of a Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. And we have Rav Yisuf now that we're quoting, is trying to say it's like Rabbi, that we have to find there's a town that does not require a Makam Dalid. But Vasvira Lahu Beperek Beis De Erevin. Taisa asks, on general, these two Amirom, we have them quoted that they hold in the second Perek in Erevin, that Tzadik Tesem and Aleph, the Machshavte Meshavi Le Makam. They hold that a person's thought process consider something a distinct place. In other words, even if it does not have a requisite shear, but if a person wants this to be, that chashivas of what he wants actually makes it like as if it has the shear. Because the Kama Hasam Rav Yitzvavisav over there says, Hishtin Varak, if someone urinates or he spits from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So let's say he's standing Rosh Hashanah and he urinates or he spits into Rosh Hashanah. The halacha is Chayev Chatas. He's going to be Chayev Chatas. And the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yisuf, but like we're saying in our Gemara, you have to have Haitzah when you're carrying from one domain to another, has to have a Makam Dalet, and you don't have that. Shani, the Gemara says, yeah, Machshavti Meshav Le Makam. The person Machshava makes it into a Makam. And the Gemara proves it. Dilei Temahach, if you don't say this, Ahadam, a Rabba, so according to Rabbi Yisuf and Rabba, the Rabba says, Zark B'Pi Kalev, if you throw something in the mouth of a dog, or B'Pi Kivshan, or to the opening of a furnace, Chai V'chul, that you're going to be liable. But what do you mean? It didn't go into a makam dalet dalet. Obviously, it says the Gemara, because since it went into a place where you wanted it to go into, so it's like it went into a makam dalet. So as Taisis, according to their own opinions, that is mentioned in Masechtas Erevin, that they hold according to everyone, that if you want this to be a significant place, it's considered a shir. So since the pauper wants the object, and he needs to take it out or to bring it in, so his machshava makes it into a makam dalet. So even though, yes, maybe generally we would be going like a town that requires a makam dalet, but still the person machshava makes it into makam dalet. Why do they have to find tanam that hold that you don't need it to be makam dalet? But here it's Rabbein Tam explains, because the hadam machshav to mishav le makam, this concept that we say the person machshava makes it into a distinct place, haynu heichad le nich le beinyan achar, that's specifically qualified, only if he doesn't want it any other way. El beinyan zeh, he specifically wants it as it is right this way. Kamei mashna mit varak, like urinating or spitting, sheni yachal hashna ay la rak beinyan achar, he cannot do it any other way. That's what we're saying. He's going to be chayev, even if it's coming from a place that's not makam adal, because it has to come from his uterus, from the male member. It has to come from his mouth. So therefore, we consider it as a makam chashim. Same thing regarding Rabbah's halacha. When you throw it into the mouth of a dog, Tosafot explains because he wants that the dog should eat it, or that the furnace should burn up the piece of wood that he's throwing. Because as Tosafot explains, in the text over there is not the nach b'fi kelim, that it just landed in the mouth of the dog. Because the nach mashma, that wording sounds like dein kavanasa kach, his intention was not. No, the gear says actually that he was zark b'fi kelim, he wanted it to be over there. That's when we're saying a person's machshava is going to make it into the makom, even though it doesn't have the requisite shear. Aval hacha, but over here in our gemara, in a cheshe shemakabah b'yadi, doesn't bother him if the person who's receiving it, the ani, the usher, does it with his hand, or some other utensil, some other medium, and therefore it has nothing to do with specifically him receiving with his hand, so then you cannot say over there that the person machshav is going to make a makom dal. But what Taisa is bothered by is v'hadam alakamam, but this the Gemara says later on of him at alf. Have a mina, I would have thought to say, hanamili, when did we say this halach has hecha da akshav eliyadoi? I would have thought to say that maybe it's only when the person had makshava that it should be for that person's hand. Oh, so it says Taisus, you see that even if a person could receive it a different way, but still we say that there is a achshave on the person receiving with his hand, even though that you see that a person would be okay with the person receiving it any other way, just like his hand, how can you say that that gives it a chashib as a makam dal? Says Taisus, because hainim shem the ka'ama, that's already where the Gemara is already at the point where it already told us, the yod shalom chashub le kadal al dal, that a person's hand is already has that element of being considered like a makam 4x4 tefachim squared. So since already in halacha we understand the concept that a person's hand has a chashivas more than other places, then you could say that we consider if you had that achshave for the hand, even though you're okay with him accepting a different way. But at this point of the Gemara wasn't yet machadish this idea that a person's hand is like a dalad dalad, then you wouldn't say achshave, because you would be okay, as Taisa explains, regarding other things. A person's thought process would not make it into a makim, even if it doesn't have it, only if he doesn't want it any other way, like when he urinates and when he spits. So Taisa explained to us that it's only in a place where a person specifically wants it to land over there, or come from a certain place, that's where we say that even though it doesn't have the shear, we can consider it through his makshav as if it has that shear. But if he doesn't really care specifically, like an argamar, that it should be in that hand, then we don't say that his machshav is going to make it as if it has the shear, and therefore our gemara, which Rabbi Yisrael and Rabba, those same amaram, we're trying to find that at the time of our Mishnah is a mandama who does not require the halacha of a makam dal. Continuing next taste of the masal, taste begins with the words of the gemara, zark v'nacha gabiziz kalshu. Someone throws and it lands on a small protrusion. So Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi is going to hold that you're going to be chayev. Which taste is coming to explain that when do we ask this question of maybe there's a difference between a kiri and anocha, and when do we not? Because the Gemara brings from Rav Yosef that the Tanna, the Mishnah, holds that you can be chayiv, even though the kiri and anocha is not from a makam dal dal, because it's going from hand to hand, which is not 4x4 tefachim squared. Oh, that's like Rebbe, who holds that you're chayiv when you throw an object on a small protrusion, even though that protrusion doesn't have a makam dal dal. On that, as Taisa Vim Timmy begin to say, Taisa has to take a second look. But akati tikshalach. What do you mean? You still have the same question the Gemara asked on the previous interpretations. Even though you find from Rebbe that he's going to hold you in Michayev when you place it on the protrusion. But Dilma, maybe I could tell you, Hanachu Hudalai Bayah. Maybe it's only the placing that doesn't require Hakira Bayah. But maybe the picking up requires from Makam Dalad al Dalad. Because Rebbe's only talking about where it lands. But maybe where you're lifting it up from, it has to be Dalad al Dalad. So, says Taisa, what you could say is, you're right, the Balav Hachi Parak Shabbat. Besides this question, the Gemara anyways asks a good question, where the Gemara ultimately asks and says, wait a second, it's talking about a whole different case, talking about a tree in Rosh HaYachid, the branches in Rosh HaRabim, and then the question is, do we say that we consider it based on the root or not? But you're right, the Gemara could have asked and said, all we know from here is Hanacha, but we don't know Akira. Avakasha, but Taisa is bothered by the following question. Lesvarm the Garsi Lekaman Baz Zayrik, according to the text that have the Girsa later on, the Tzadik Zayin Medalf. Al Milsad Rabbi Yehuda, on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar B'Samach, that actually the Gemara quotes it shortly later on, regarding the teaching of Rabbi, that says if you throw from one Rosh HaSaram to another Rosh HaSaram through a Rosh HaSayachid, that you're going to be Chayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda explains, Mechayiv Hayi Rabbi Shtayim. And actually, in that case, Rabbi hold you're going to be Chayiv for two Chatois. And that's because you Chayiv one for the Hachnasa, from taking from Rosh HaSaram to Rosh HaSayachid, and one for Haitzah from the Rosh HaSayachid to the Rosh HaSaram. Now, the Gemara brings that Rav Chizda was sitting, and he was bothered by this. Remember the Mechayev Rebbe Ataladi B'makam Avachul. Is this to say that Rebbe would hold that you Mechayev on the Achnas Neitzah? That means to say you're going to make a liability for a Telada when you're also being Chayev for its same Av? Oh, I would bother with that. Rebbe makes a drasha. You're not Chayev a Telada B'makam the Av. That Amle Rav Yisav. Rav Yisav said to Rav Chizkiah, who was asking this question, says, oh, Mar, Ad the Rebbe Masnila V'kashule. Oh, you, because you're learning Rav Chizkiah that the opinion of Rav Yehuda was said on the opinion of Rebbe in this halacha of throwing from Rishas Aram to Rishas Aram through Rishas Yachid. So that's why you have the question, how could you say Rebbe holding Michaev too when it's a Telad Mamakam Av? Said Rav Yisav to Anan, Ad Rebbe Yehuda Masnila, we hold it's going on a different Tana, Rebbe Yehuda's qualification. It wasn't going on Rebbe, it's going on Rebbe Yehuda. L'divri Rebbe Yehuda na Mechayev Beis is going according to Rebbe Yehuda, who holds you're going to be Chayev too. Avla Rebbe, said Rebbe Yehuda, you're right. Loi Mechayev Beis. He holds you're not going to be Chayev for two. Because the Loi Mechayev Rebbe, Atala Demalkam Av, you're right. And therefore there's no contradiction. That was in Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe would of course hold that you're not Chayev for two, because then it would be Atala Demalkam Av. Says Taisus, according to that Gersim Kane, if that's the case, and that was just Rebbe Yehuda who just said what we just said, Matir it's Rebbe Yehuda, then what is our Gemara bringing? That when Rabbi Yosef is explaining, Hamani, who's the Tanava Mishnah? It's Rebbe He. Most definitely, Rabbi Yosef, who's coming to explain the Halacha of Mishnah like Rebbe, his intention is not like the teaching of throwing from Rishas Yach to Rishas Yach through Rishas Ram like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to him, as we just quoted, he holds Rebbe holds Yinat Chayefetu. So obviously, his intention when he says that it's going like Rebbe is going on the case, the other case of Rebbe, of when you throw it and it lands on this ziz, on this protrusion. So on that says, Taisa, Zakati Tiksha, so you're back to the question. Maybe only the placement you don't require, Hakira Bayi, but the lifting up where you pick it up from maybe requires Makma Dalad. What do you see from there? You only see the Anacha, you don't see the Akira. If you were saying it was on the other halacha of Rabbi, fine, but we just point that out from Rabbi Yisib that he holds. It can't be like that because he holds Rebbe, according to everyone, would hold that you're not chayev on the Telad, and welcome the Av. B'Yashlemet says, what you could say is that actually the server of Yisrael, holds the following idea. The Dafka Aklut to Rebbe Kiva. No, the Gemara had asked those questions of, oh, wait a second, maybe it's only the Hanacha, not the Akira, only on the Halacha, let's say, by Rebbe Kiva. When we're talking about then when does he hold that you don't have to have Mokam Adal when it's in the ear space, the Leka Hanacha Klal, we're there. You're not having any placing at all. It's just passing through the ear space. That's where Ikal Mifra, that's where the Gemara asked the question, okay, so you see it does not require Hanacha, but Akira Bayi, but maybe we were picking up, it would require. So in other words, only by Rabbah's answer, where he was explaining the Halacha of Mishnah Rebbe Kiva, that says that you don't require Hanacha, you see, because you don't require any Hanacha at all, but maybe by the Akira, you would require Makam Adal. Avala Rebbe, but regarding Rebbe's teaching, the boy Hanacha Agabiz is Kolshehu. It doesn't say you don't need any Hanacha at all, like the case of Kluta. He holds it does have to have Hanacha. It just doesn't require really anything significant. It could be just a small protrusion, but without that, actually, he would hold you would be Pater, because you don't say Kluta. So that's what Rav Yisrael would hold, who Adin the Lakira Sagaba Kolshehu, and then it would be obvious that Fakira also he would hold it would be sufficient when you're picking up from just something small. And there wouldn't be any svar to differentiate between Akira and Hanacha, because you see, he does require Hanacha. It just doesn't require Makam Adal. So why would Akira be any different? So therefore, from this teaching that Rebbe holds at Yichayev, when it lands on the Yiziz Koshu, you cannot ask, according to Rav Yisav, oh, maybe only Hanacha you don't require, but Akira you would require. But however, Taisus points out, but from the Gemara later on, obviously, lessly svarad Rav Yisav, they do not hold to this logic of Rav Yisav that there's it's only by Kluta that we would ask, maybe Hanacha you don't require, but Akira, yes. No, they obviously hold that there would be room to always differentiate between Akira and Hanacha. And you cannot prove when you don't require Hanacha al Talad that also Akira do not require, even if it's not coming from Kluta. What's Taisa's proof? Because the Parach Rebbe Zeira, the Gemara asks on one of the other interpretations, that of Rebbe Zeira, that he wants to say the Tanava Mishnah is like the Acherim that they say when you throw an object and someone else receives it in his place. The one who threw is going to be Chayiv, where he did Akira and Hanacha, even though Hanacha is not in the Makam Dalad. So the Gemara asks, oh, Dim Acherim Boyu Akira is Makam Dalad. Yeah, maybe they don't require Hanacha Makam Dalad, but maybe they require an Akira from Makam Dalad. And V'loi Sagi B'chol Shu K'may Hanacha, maybe it's not sufficient with that small Hanacha that it is happening, like Hanacha, but does not require Makam Dalad. So therefore you see clearly from the Gemara that even though you require somewhat of Hanacha, And that's not because of klud de kibush huncha. Still, the Gemara is asking that maybe you could differentiate and say that kira would require malkum dalag. That's obviously not like the logic of Rav Yosef, who held that that wasn't a question. Therefore, he was proposing this case of Rebbe to be that you see akira and hanacha did not require the malkum dalag. Now, another approach Tosfos brings that Rabbeinu Tam near, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it appears the gersinan b'hazirik, that actually the gersa from the Gemara later on in hazirik, which that was where the Tosfos was asking from, that obviously Rav Yosef cannot be going on that case of Rebbe, and therefore it's going like this other case of Rebbe, and that's where he had the question. So wait, this other case of Ziz Kosher, all he sees is Anocha and not Akira. But Rabbeinu Tam actually, he says, it appears that the probate gears over there is actually the other way around. It was Yosef Rav Yosef Akukashli. Rav Yosef was sitting and he was asking the contradiction. And Amalei Rav Chisda Bechulin, Rav Chisda was the one who was telling him. So the gears was the opposite. Rav Yosef was asking on Rav Yehuda, that he said his teaching of Rabbi Yehuda was going in Rebbe, so therefore comes out that Rebbe holds you archai for two. On that, Rav Chisda was telling him, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda was not on Rebbe, he was going on Rabbi Yehuda. That's when, yeah, because Rebbe holds you not going to be chayv too, because he's not chayv until Adam Makam Na'av. Oh, so on that says, Rabbi says Taisus, so the Asi Shapras now comes out very well. Because Rabbi Yosef have a masni divri Rav Yehuda ad the Rebbe, that actually Rabbi Yehuda was going in Rebbe. That he holds that you are going to be chayv too for that case. And therefore, that's the case that Rabbi Yosef was proving from, that you see, you can be chayv too, not from the case of Ziz Kolshu, rather than the case of throwing from Rishus Aram to Rishus Aram through a Rishus Hayochim. Now, based on this, says Taisus, Ubesamach the Parach, that shortly where the Gemara asks on the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that says Rebbe was going to be chayv too, on that the Gemara asks, Ayvu Itma Vuchulu, I we learned that Rebbe is not machayv too. Meaning, in the regular case, it's only when it's a Rishus HaYachad that is a covered over Rishus HaYachad. So that's for a different Svara because it's like filled up. And if it is like it's placed down, it says Taisus, have a Matzal Mifrach. The Gemara could have asked, Hadikash Leila Rav Yosef Azarik. This that is the question that's opposed to Rav Yosef in Azarik. That the Rebbe loy mechayva talad b'makam av. How could you say the Rebbe holds that he not chayva talad b'makam av? The Tanakh Lina Braisa, Rebbe Yomi says, Dvarm hadvarm, which is Eila hadvarm, which that tells us that you cannot be chayv to lad b'makam av, and therefore how could Rabbi Yehuda say that Rebbe is going to hold that you can be chayv too? So it didn't have to ask it from that teaching of it's only b'makam makur. You could have asked already that in the whole case itself it doesn't make sense because of the talad b'makam av problem that it is. Now, but again, according to Rabbeinu Tam's gear, so we could explain, we could understand what Rabbi Yehuda's proof was. Now, Tosfos buttresses this and he says it could gear Rabbeinu Tam nira, and it actually seems to be that the appropriate gear is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Lahu Girsa, the Masti Rav Yosef, Milsud Rav Yehuda, the Mechayev Beis, that this teaching Rav Yosef that he was discussing, the interpretation of Rav Yehuda that holds the Mechayev too, was actually going Rav Yehuda. And Rav Chizda is the one that was saying that Rav Yehuda was going on Rebbe. If you would say that, which was not like Rabbeinu Tam, but rather like the first Girsa, then Kashad Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, then you actually have a contradiction in Rav Yosef. Because the Hasam Ayim Behad, yeah, there he says explicitly. The Gemara tells us, the Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damar Tabayu, they both say, the Loi Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that you're Chayev when you're throwing to Rosh Hashanah and the passes for Amos, Ela Achas, only one liability. So how could Rabbi Yosef then say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going in Rabbi Yehuda, that you're Mechayev too? Obviously, that because Rabbi Yosef was not going in Rabbi Yehuda, he was actually going in Rabbi. Because if we're going in Rabbi Yehuda, then how we see with it that he holds the chayv only one. But Taisa says, no, you can reject that proof. Rabbi Yosef mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda kama. You could say that Rabbi Yosef was saying in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda mechayv shem, Rabbi Yehuda held you mechayv too. But actually for him, he didn't hold like that. In other words, in truth, you could say that he heard that Rabbi Yehuda said this in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But he himself did not hold like this, rather he held that Rabbi Yehuda held that only Mechayev one, and therefore that would be like what he says later on, therefore would not be a contradiction. So Taisus brought that the opinion of Rav Yosef brought later on, that Rebbe holds that Yenakim Mechayev v'teilah de'bemakam av. That's what he brings in Perek Azarek. And therefore, how could he say over here that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, but then you have a difficulty, since according to Rav Yosef, Rebbe's going to hold only Mechayev one, so then it's possible that only the Hanacha requires Makam Dal and not the Akira. So that Taisa answers that specifically regarding this question of, oh, maybe it's only Hanacha, not by Akira, is only like in Rabbi Kiva, when it's based on the principle of Klutik Mishuntra. Then there's room to say that that would only apply to it's being placed down. So therefore, Hanukkah does not require Makom Dalet. But regarding that Kira, that Svar would not apply. And therefore, you could differentiate between that Kira and Hanukkah. But let's say Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of Rabbi that requires somewhat of Hanukkah on the protrusion, it just doesn't require Makom Dalet, then there's no Svar to differentiate between since it's not based on the Kuldik Mishun, there's not, no Svar to be Mechal between that Kira and Hanukkah. Just like that Hanukkah does not require Makom Dalet, so that Kira would not require Makom Dalet. Now, however, based on the Gemara later on, that we find that Rav Yosef differentiates, and he asks on the meaning, we find that the Gemara obviously disagrees with Rav Yosef, because the Gemara asks on the opinion of the Acherim and says, wait a second, maybe only Hanukkah does not require Makom Dalet, maybe Akira does, even though that's not based on Pesach Makluta. We see the Gemara, however, disagrees with this Svara of Rav Yosef. However, Tezer brings a Gizem and bring the Tam later on, that Rav Yosef actually could hold in that other case, that he would hold that according to Rebbe, you would be chayiv too, and therefore we don't have this whole question about, oh, maybe it's only from the case of Ziz Kosher, and therefore it would only be Hanukha, not Akira. No, from that other case, if he holds you chayiv tishtaim, obviously it's from the Akira and Hanukha, and you would be chayiv even the Tulad B'makam Av. So therefore, based on that, you could say that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, the chayiv too, even for the Akira, and Tais actually proves that it would be logical, like this Girsum of Rebbeinu Tam. To the next Tais, Masl, this begins with the words of the Gemara. We're talking about a tree that's in the Rishus HaYachad. And the branch is sticking out to the public domain. Tais comes to explain, why didn't the Gemara explain for Rebbe that his case is talking about that even if the branch is in Rishus HaYachad? That is, the Gemara rejects and says, no, you cannot prove from the opinion of Rebbe that holds Yichayev when you throw it and lands on a small protrusion, oh, that he's the town of a Mishnah that holds you don't have to have a Hanukha Makom Dalet, because actually Rebbe's talking about a different case. As our Divin Maskel Teis is going on, it's talking about where the tree, the root of the tree, the trunk is in Rosh Hashanah, and the branch is sticking to Rosh Hashanah, which that's a small protrusion. It lands on that branch, then it's like it landed on the trunk, and therefore it's like it did have a Makom Dalet, but not that it does not require a Makom Dalet. Now Teis is bothered. Why did the Gemara in its rejection have to explain the case of Rebbe's Tolmat specifically, that the trunk is in Rosh Hashanah and the branch is in Rosh Hashanah, but Ha'acha b'shmaitzin, Taisa says, here in our sugya, have a matzlok me, we could have explained, be'ilan she'ikare v'naifai, we could have said that the root and the branch, kula koi b'shus yachad, that even the branch is in b'shus yachad, v'yesh b'ikare dalad, and that the trunk has a makam dalad, and still we could have explained their machlikas as follows. The Rebbe sabre, Rebbe holds, shadi naifi basri ikare, you say that the branch is considered, evaluated based on its trunk, and therefore, v'chashiv a makam dalet. Even though the branch is not a makam dalet, but we consider it as part of the trunk, which has a makam dalet. Rabban Sarve, and they held the loyam inishadi naif basakari. No, we don't consider the branch as like as evaluated based on the trunk, and therefore, v'loyam a makam dalet. The branch itself is considered like as if it doesn't have a makam dalet. And that's why they hold that if you throw it on the branch, you're going to be exempt because it wasn't makam dalet. And you don't have to explain that it's talking about that the branch was in the shasarab. Now, but then Tais is bothered by what he's asking. Wait a second. If everything is in Rosh Hashayachad, then why would Rabban say you're Pater? But Rosh Hashayachad, everyone agrees you don't have to have a Makom Dalet because it's like, it's just Rosh Hashayachad, like it's filled up. And that's what Tais no. Because the Rosh Hashayachad nami svarish might, and we find in our sugya that even in Rosh Hashayachad, we find to be inon that you do need Makom Dalet al Dalet. Therefore, we could say that Rabban hold your Pater, even if the branch is Rosh Hashayachad. Where do we find this? Medama Besamach, from the Gemara shortly, where it tells us, regarding the Halach of our Mishnah, We try to explain, oh, wow, the hands are not dalet. So the Gemara says, oh, we're talking about where the Ani accepts it with a basket in his hand. Oh, the basket is a Makom Dalet. Now the Gemara asked, but it says in the Mishnah, where the Ani receives it with his hand, not a basket in his hand. So to me, the Gemara says, yes, read it, Traskel Shebiyadi, the basket in his hand. Now that the Gemara asks, but Ha'tenach, that only works very well in a situation where the Ani is stretching out his hand inside the Rosh Hashanah. But you could say that he went and he received it in the basket and he took it from the balabais because that's Birshus HaYachad, that's in the private domain. But when the balabais is stretching out into the Rishus HaRab and putting it in the hand of the Ani, then you cannot say, oh, because the Ani had a basket in his hand, because if that would be the case, it would actually be like from the house to another Rishus HaYachad, because the basket is a Makom Dalet, which therefore is like its own Rishus HaYachad. So, but one thing is, says Taisus, we see that even Rosh Hashanah, a basket, it's mashma, it sounds like the Rishlisa Yochid Nami, that even the Rishlisa Yochid also, Madrina Lashkuchi Makam Arba, that we try to find that, yeah, we're saying it makes well sense, the basket in Rishlisa Yochid. Oh, but our problem is the basket in Rishlisa Rab. What do you mean basket in Rishlisa Yochid? What do you need a basket for? What do you need a Makam Dal in Rishlisa Yochid? You see, yes, because you don't say as if everything Rishlisa Yochid is automatically considered Rishlisa Yochid. That you still need to have a Makam Dal Im Rishlisa Yochid. So therefore, again, Tosis asks this question. We could have explained the case of Rabbi even when everything is in Rishlisa Yochid, and then he holds it considered Makam Dal because Shadin and Naifei Basei Kari. And the Rabbana would say that no, and you need a Makam Dal Im Rishlisa Yochid. So why did the Gemara have to say the case is talking about that the only the trunk is in Rishlisa Yochid, but the branch is in Rishlisa Rab? So Tosis explains, why do we pick such a case? Because there's the teaching of Abaya. He explains the case of Rebbe, that we're talking about the tree with the branch. Where Itma Bepirkin, it's taught later on, Dav Zayin Mabeiz, Amilsud Rav Chizda, he's going on the teaching of Rav Chizda, the Amad that he says, Not Kan Rishus HaYachid, if someone sticks a reed, a pole in Rishus HaYachid, the Zark V'Nachal Gabav, and someone throws something, it lands on top of the pole. So on that, the teaching is, Afil Gavoy Mea Amma, even if it's 100 Amad high, Chai, if the person is going to be liable. Now, that's the teaching of Rav Chizda. On that, a part of the Gemara asks, "Oh, lemed Rav Chizda amakir Rebbe? Shall we say Rav Chizda Samar is going like the Tana, specifically that of Rebbe, who holds, as we're quoting in our Gemara, that you don't have to have anacha makam dalit; it could even land on a ziz kolshu." Mashanya, that the Gemara answers, "No, the Bishus Yachid kulam alei pligi in the private domain. No one's going to disagree. Not only Rebbe, even the Rabbanan, they hold kid Rav Chizda that you don't have to have anacha makam dalit." Over here, where we find the Rabban hole that you're not going to be chayv, is be'ilon ho'emid b'shus ha'yachid. This case that we're explaining over here, which Chase explained, yeah, it doesn't have to be for our Gemara specifically this way, but Abaya later on, when he's coming to explain this, why Rav Chizda is not according to just Rebbe, but even according to Rabbanim, the Gemara has to say it this way, that v'hach over here in the Machlekes Tanaim is be'ilon ho'emid b'shus ha'yachid v'neifei neitel u'shus ha'rab. We're talking about with the trees in b'shus ha'yachid and the branches sticking out to u'shus ha'rab. We're talking about even if the trunk is not a makam dalit. Where the Rebbe Sabbah Rebbe held Shadi Naifi Basi Kari. You say that the branch is considered a continuation from the trunk to have a Kirshus HaYachid V'chayiv. Where's the trunk? It's in Rishus HaYachid. They're going to be Chayiv. Ava Gavdala have a makam dalit. Yeah, even though it's not a makam dalit, Kedrav Chizda. Because like we said, according to Rav Chizda, in Rishus HaYachid, you don't have to have a Nacha makam dalit. Rabban Sabbah, their Ban held, oh, when it's not in Rishus HaRab, meaning Rishus HaYachid, meaning because the branches take on to Rishus HaRab, we don't say that you make that the branch is considered like as if it's connected with the trunk, and if it's like it's landing Rishus HaRab in the Makam Potter. But therefore, that's why even in our Sugya, when we're explaining this halacha, that even in Rishus HaYachid, you need to have a Makam Dalid, like we proved before, therefore we say this terminology because since Abaya says it this way, which he has to say it that way, to explain why it wouldn't be the Rav Chizda only like Rebbe, so because he says it that way, so we say it that way too. But you're right, so Taisa, technically we could have said that the Machlekes is even if the trunk and the branch are both in Rishus HaYachid. No, but then Taisa take it to the next level, Avakasha, but then we have a difficulty. Amaylo Meshani Abaya Lekama. Now, okay, so we said it's because of Abaya. So now Taisa goes to Abaya. Why didn't Abaya say later on, Be'ilon ha'imid kuli b'shus harabim? We were asking on the Gemara over here, why don't we say it's all in Rishus HaYachid? Now we're asking according to Abaya, when he's coming to requalify the Machlekes Tanoim, why doesn't he say actually that all of it is in the public domain? And actually, not that it's in Rishus HaYachid, but the branch in Rishus Rab, and that the trunk doesn't even have a Makam Dalad, I could tell you a different way to interpret it. Actually, all of it is in Rishus Rab. V'yesh b'kari Dalad, and actually the trunk has a Makam Dalad. And what's the Machlekes Tanoim? The Rebbe Sabbah Shadi Naifei V'chula, yeah, based on the same principle, but we're saying it could be a different case. Rebbe says, you see the branch is connected to the trunk. Since the trunk is a Makam Dalad, so do we view the branch like that? Well, the Rabbanon will have a Makam Dalad. According to Rabbanon, it's not considered a Makam Dalad. Because you don't see the trunk, the branch connected to the trunk. The Bishus HaRabim might Rav Chizda, because, and this wouldn't be difficult on Rav Chizda, because yes, in the public domain, Rav Chizda agrees to be in the Makam Dalad, that you need to have a Makam Dalad. Never, that wouldn't contradict Rav Chizda, who says his halacha, specifically when you put the reed, that's even 100 amas in Rishus HaYachid, that you'd be chayif.
the Bishus HaYachid Davka, come Rav Chizik, because it was only specifically Bishus HaYachid that he said his halacha. Could the Mashmala come on, like the Gemara later on makes it sound like the Kama that he said, Bishus HaYachid Kulam Alei Pligi, where the Gemara is saying, oh, you're right, according to everyone, in the private domain, no one's going to disagree, could Rav Chizik. So you see, his teaching was only in the Bishus HaYachid. So when Abai is coming to requalify this Machlekes Tanaim, why do you have to say in the way that the Ilan is Bishus HaYachid and the Noifai Noitel Bishus HaRab, why couldn't he say actually it's only Bishus HaRab? Yishlemite says, what you could say is, because actually the Bishus HaRab loy matzlok, meaning he could not have said it if it's only Bishus HaRab. Meaning, because Tais is bothered by both of these questions, that why do you have to say such an interesting case? That the trunk is in one domain and the branch in another domain, you could say that's only Bishus HaRab, and says Tais, you could not have said it. And he explains, if the branch is within three tefachim from the ground, lo have a pat rabbanan. Rabbanan would not have said that you're pater. As Tais explains, because avagav like a dalad, even though we explained the branch is not a makam dalad, but still the ka'ar smichted he. Within three tefachim from the ground, we view it as if it's a part of the ground. So of course you're going to be chayv, because the ground is all considered makam dalad. If it's above three tefachim, lo have a machayv rabbi. Rabbi would not have held that you're going to be chayiv, even if you say shadi nefi basi kari. Why? Because actually the karmelisi, we would do that branch as a karmelis im rachav abba if it would be considered a makam dalad, a makam pater, or it would be considered a makam pater. It may not rachav dalad. It would not be a four tefachim wide. So therefore, since we couldn't have explained it that it's all in Rosh Hashanah, that's why Abai explains it that the trunk was in Rosh Hashanah, was in Rosh Hashanah, and the branch was in Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Rabbi would hold in that case that if you go bust Ikari, it would be considered a Makam Dal and you'd be Chayv. Now, however, Tesis brings a Rajba nearer, but actually it appears to the Rajba, the Bishus HaRabim Nami Meshkachas Lo Lameimer Shadi Neifi Basi Ikari. You know, he disagrees with this answer. He actually holds, no, that would be a good approach, because actually, even in the public domain, you could say this principle of this fundamental machlekes. Do you say the branch goes based on the trunk? How? Which case? Kigain shikari pachas mishleishin. If let's say the trunk is less than three tefachim, oy gvoya test, or let's say it is nine tefachim high, but v'rabim makasimalav. But the majority go ahead and they shoulder with it. Where in either one of these cases, if it's less than three tefachim high, this trunk, or if it's nine tefachim high and the public uses it, either one of these cases, the trunk is going to be considered to have Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's the case of the trunk. Now, v'noifei olamala megimel. And I could tell you that the case of the branch we'd be talking about, where the branch is sticking out above three tefachim, or it's not nine tefachim high, that the public is using it. The Rebbe have a knife Rosh Hashanah, and according to Rebbe, the branch is going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. Why? The shalin lebasei kari. Because you base it based on the trunk. Which in the trunk is Rosh Hashanah, the way we're describing the case. Just like we explained that Gemara, that based on the trunk he's going to consider Rosh Hashanah, so too we'll qualify the branch as Rosh Hashanah based on the trunk. But Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, you're not going to consider it as Rosh Hashanah because they don't say that you see the branch as part of the trunk. And therefore, when you throw Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah and it lands on the branch, it actually would be landing on a Makam Pater because it's not considered as Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have a Makam Dalet. Now, so then if that's the case, we're back to the question. So the Rashba is basically rejecting the previous answer. So he said, okay, well, then why didn't Abai say this case the way he just eloquently described it? It's for a different reason. We referenced this Rashba in the previous tesis because he actually disagrees with the principle tesis said before. Actually, Rav Chizda, we couldn't have said this because then this would be not like Abai, which Abai is not like Rav Chizda, which a whole Abai is coming to say why Rav Chizda is actually according to Old Tanoim. This explanation would actually be not like Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda is not requiring Makam Dal even Rosh Hashanah, because the Maishna, because he holds that what's the difference between the Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? Just like Rosh Hashanah, he holds you do not need Makam Dal, like he says this thin reed, you're Chayiv, so the Rosh Hashanah, he held the same thing. And therefore, even the Kodra Banan, you would be Chayiv, because you don't need a Makam Dal. And therefore, the reason why Abaya didn't say it's all Tom and the Rosh Hashanah, even where the branch is in the Makam Pater and the root, the trunk is Rosh Hashanah, you could say that Rav Chizda Nakav Rosh Hashanah Yachid, why did Rav Chizda pick specifically in the private domain? Meaning we said that in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he holds that it's the same thing as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So I couldn't explain Rosh Hashanah Rabbim like the case we just described, because although the principle of the Machlekes of Shadi Nafim Basakar, you could have such a case, but that's not the point. The point of Abai is trying to resolve Rav Chizda, and actually that would reject him, because the according to Rav Chizda, you don't need a Makam Dalet, not only Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but even Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, so then Rav Chizda Nakar Rishas Rabbim Rishas Yachid. So why does Rav Chizda, when he explains his halacha of Noetz Kana, pick specifically them Rishas Yachid? If you hold, he says his halacha even Rishas Rabbim that you don't need Makam Dalad. From the Baal Hashmini, he wants to tell us a different chiddush. He wants to tell us parenthetically that Afil Gvayim Mei Amis. He wants to tell us that not only does it not need a Makam Dalad, but even if it's 100 Amis high, that you're going to be chayiv. Oh, that only applies to Rosh Hashayachid. From the Rosh Hashayachid, Oila Adl Rekia. Because the Rosh Hashayachid, that the domain of the private domain goes up all the way till the sky, whereas the Rosh Hashayachid, it only goes up until 10 Fachim, and then it would be Makam Pater. But the truth is, there's no difference for Rav Chizda between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashayachid. Now, therefore, that answers the question. But I did not get Ihu, and since Rav Chizda has to talk specifically Rosh Hashayachid, not because he holds the only Rosh Hashayachid, not Rosh Hashayachid, it's just because he wants to say this Chiddush Afil Gevayim Me'ama. So since he picks Rosh Hashayachid, it's not Nami Basachi. Therefore, when Abai is coming to explain, and the Machlekes Tanoim for Rav Chizda, he explains it Rosh Hashayachid Kulam Alei Pligi B'Chulu. That yes, in Rosh Hashayachid, no one is going to disagree that you don't need a Makam Dalad. But the truth is that would also be in the same thing Rosh Hashayachid. So that's why the Gemara had to explain. The Machlekes is specifically when the tree is in Rosh Hashayachid and the branch goes to Rosh Hashayachid. Because we could not have said the Machlekes is when it's all Rosh Hashayachid, like the Rashba explained, because actually that wouldn't be the case, because we cannot say the Rabban will hold you be Pater, because they would hold that even though it's not a Makam Dalad, you'd be Chayiv, like the Rav Chizda holds it, Rosh Hashayachid. Now, Taz continues and says, Ulamai demokil la'abai l'kamon. And this that Abai explains later on Dav Zayin Mabez, the opinion of Rebbe, Alibid Rav Chizda. So the question is, how the Nukid Ziz Kolshu, then why does he pick specifically that it landed on a small protrusion? The Afila Barich of Dalad Nami Pligi. What do you mean? The Machlekes is between Rebbe and the Chacham is not just by Ziz Kolshu, it's even the Makam Dalad. I mean, according to Chacham, you're going to be Pater because you don't see the branch as connected to the trunk. So therefore, even if it's a width of 4, you'd be Pater because the branch is Rosh Hashayachid. So why does Abai explain specifically when it doesn't have a Makam Dalad? Samir Rashbi says, the Nukud Kolshu, the reason why he picked specifically that it was a Kolshu, is Mishum Lamala Meyud, is because of when it's above 10 Tefachim. Because the Avarach of Dalad had it been 4 Tefachim wide, have Rishus HaYachid, then it would be Rishus HaYachid, like any airspace that's 10 Tefachim high and 4 Tefachim wide, even the Rishus HaRab, that's considered Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, Veloyev HaPatri Rabban, then actually the Rabban would not say you're going to be Patri if you throw from Rishus HaRab and it lands on top of it, by Gedoyim Beikin Tachtav, when the kid goats could go underneath, which this is referring to halacha, anytime you have a beam, even if it's not 4 tefachim wide, but on the top it is 4 tefachim wide, and it's also at a height of 10 tefachim, if kid goats cannot come beneath that wide space, we say that we view the walls of, let's say, that basket on the top as if it's coming down to the bottom, as if there's walls all around for 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, which would make it Rosh Hashayachid. But if, let's say, goats could come underneath, we cannot view these as walls if there's animals walking beneath it, and therefore it would not be considered Rosh Hashayachid. And that's his thesis is Isavri Kareb Yisr Rebbe Yehuda Bazarik, the Holy Grace Yehuda in Perek Azarik, later on, the Kof Aleph Amad Aleph, that he says that if these kid goats going beneath it, then it's, we're not bothered by that, they wouldn't be considered Rosh Hashayachid. So the reason why we have to say it's Kolshu, because actually, if we didn't say it's Kolshu, actually, we wouldn't say the Rabban will hold you'd be Pater, actually, you'd be Chayiv, because it would be considered as Rosh Hashayachid. That's why we have to say Kolshu, but the truth is, their disagreement is even if it's a Mokum Dalad, that the same principle comes down to, are we Shadi Naifei Basei Kari, like we're explaining, that's the Machlekes Tanoim, according to Rav Chizda, that holds, actually, everyone holds you do not need Hanacha on Mokum Dalad. Now, however, Taisus brings that a Nirlari. The reader does not like the interpretation of the Rashba. Because the Mashma, it sounds like that actually this halacha of Ziz Kol Shuhu is the Mishum Revusa de Rebbe Nakala. That actually it's for the Chiddush of Rebbe. And not to tell us the opinion of the Chacham, the way we're explaining how you have to say according to the Rashba. So therefore, the Re rejects this interpretation of the Rashba. And Va'im Re, and he says a different reasoning. He says, the Avanakad Ziz Tamam. If we would say that it's just talking is this, and we wouldn't say that even if it's just no matter what the width is, you would think to say, to the contrary, you would think to say that it's specifically a width of 4 tefachim. The time of the Rebbe and the reason of Rebbe is la mishum shaldin nefi baser kar, you would say, no, it's not because we view the branch as connected to the root. We would think it's coming from a different angle. The nods kind of Rishas Rabbi Barisha Traskel. He says if you put a reed and you stick it in the public domain, on the top is a basket that's 4 tefachim wide. And he said that if there's no kid goats coming beneath, we view the whole area as Rishas Yachid. So then you would think to say that's why Rabbi holds you're going to be chayiv. Achi Nakid Kosher. That's why we say that no matter what the size is, Lashmin the time of the Rebbe, you're coming to explain actually the reason of Rebbe, not of the Rabbanan. Rishim Shadi Naifei v'chulu. That actually because of the principle of Shadi Naifei. And that's why he holds Yidin Michayim, not because of like Rabbi Yisrael Behuda. Now, Tais brings Rashi Shapirishkan. Rashi explains over here. Shem Shadi Neifei Basi Ikari. He explains this principle that the Gemara is discussing, and we're discussing throughout this Taisis, regarding the small chalikis, Rabbi and Rabbanan, regarding do we view as the branch connected to the trunk. V'ave kamunach b'shus harab ma'gabe mokam dalad. Rashi explains it me to say, so we view it as if it's placed in the b'shus harab on the mokam dalad. In other words, Rashi explains what's the fundamental principle, what's the logic, the lumdis between on this principle of Shadi Nefi Basikari. He says, it doesn't make it as if you see the branch in the domain of the trunk. Rather, it just makes that now the branch itself, yeah, in Rishas Ram is a makam dal. However, Tais says, Ef Shalamidi, you cannot explain this the way Rashi says it. Because the Ilamatumi Gimel, if it's the branches within 3 tefachim, Leiboy Rachab Dal Kulama, then you don't need to have a width of 4 tefachim according to anybody, because we view it as part of the Rishas Rab. Ulamal Megimel, if it's above 3 tefachim, actually, lo have Rishas Rab, it's not going to be Rishas Rab. Because what's the difference if it's 4 tefachim wide? It's going to be a karmelis. Because anything that's only 3 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide is considered karmelis. Says Taisis, imloy name betfele shmeina, unless you say it's talking about a fatty fig, betach betzad hanoif, and it's actually sticking to the side of the branch. So that's like it's in the ear space. Therefore, up until 10 tefachim high, it's like in the ear space of Rishas Ram. Then it would help to say that Shadin and Neif Basi Kari, they would consider it as if it's landing on the Mokum Dalid, yes, in Rishas Rabim, but not that it's actually part of the Rishas Yachim. So he's explained to us that in our Sugya, you actually could have explained when we're requalifying the opinion of Rebbe that even if the branch was in Rishas Yachim, and still, Rebbe is the one who's saying you're going to be chayiv because you see the branch is part of the trunk. And then it's like landing on the makam dalad. But the Rabban, yes, they would hold in that case you're going to be pater because it's not hanacha makam dalad. And obviously that our sugya holds that there is such an element that even Rishas HaYachid, you need to have hanacha makam dalad. Now, so then why did they say that it's talking about the branch in the Rishas HaRam? That's because of Abayu, who later on, when he's coming to explain the opinion of Rebbe, that in Rishas HaYachid, everyone agrees that you don't need hanacha on makom talid. That's why he says that the case is talking about the branches in Rishas Ram, but really, Rav Chisda, for our sugya here, could have been saying it that the branch itself is in Rishas HaYachid. But Tais is bothered. And why do we understand that by himself? Why didn't he explain the opinion of Rebbe the other way around? That even the trunk and the branch are both in Rishas Ram. And what's their machlik? Because Rebbe holds Shadi Nefe Basei Kari, so it's considered like a makom talid, and Ban don't. And then they hold you can be potter. So first of all, Taisa answers, he says that he cannot explain in Rishas Rab. Because if the branch is within 3 tefachim from the ground, so most definitely you don't need to have a makam dalad because it's like part of the land. If it's above 3 tefachim, then Rebbe would actually hold you're going to be patur. Because since if there's a width of 4, so it's a karmelis. If it's not a width of 4, then it's a makam patur. So either way, he's going to hold that you're going to be patur. Second answer Taisa gives is actually that Rav Chisda does not require a makam dalad in even he does not require makam dalad even in Rishas Rabim. So therefore, then you wouldn't be able to understand what's the reason the Rabban that holds your pater. If we're trying to explain for Rav Chisda, even according to Rabban, you would have to be chayv. But the Rashba actually writes that no, actually you could explain the way we had asked the question that it's even if the whole tree and the branch of Rishas Rabim, because he holds Rav Chisda actually holds his halacha. In like we're saying Rishusa in so to Rishusa Rabim, still it's talking about that the trunk would be 10 tefachim high, and let's say the public are using it, or it's within 3 tefachim from the ground. So the tree itself is Rishusa Rabim. According to Rebbe, you're Shadi Neve Basay Kari, so we view the branch also as Rishusa Rabim. But according to Rabbanon, you're going to be Pata because you don't see Shadi Neve Basay Kari. So then we're back to the question, why didn't Abai say this case? It's because since Rav Chisda wants to explain his case specifically when the reading is Rishas HaYachid, and why did he pick Rishas HaYachid? Because he wants to say even if it's 100 amas high, which only apply in Rishas HaYachid, and on that Abai is going on that, so Therefore, he says it like, oh, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Eman agrees that you're not going to disagree in the case of Rav Chisda. So since he says that, so therefore he mentions, when he re-amends it, he says, oh, we're talking about, yes, the tree is the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the branch is, but the branch going to Rosh Hashanah Rab. But the truth is, when he's requalifying, it could even apply, even if all of it is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, still you'd be able to have this machlekes, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi and Rabban. Now, Tosfos ends up by asking a question on Rashi, where he explains the logic of Shadi Nefe Basi Kari, the mechanics of it, that it's only regarding that we give it a status of Makam Dal, but not that it has, like as if it was placed in the place of where the trunk is, but that Tosfos is bothered by that. If it's within three tefachim, so then it's like on the ground, so you don't need a makam dalet. If it's above three tefachim, then even if it has a makam dalet, it's at most a karmelis or makam pater. Unless he says, if you're talking about where it's like a fatty fig, and then it's on the side. But since that's more of a contrived interpretation, Rather Taisa says that no, he gives basically different lamdas. He says that the din of Shadi Nefe Basikari is that actually we view the branch as if it's in the domain of where the trunk is, which would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, therefore according to Rabbi Yigin Michayev, and whereas Rabban hold that you don't, and therefore it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, which is, would not be a place of liability, and therefore one would be Pater.